Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Hello, 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 and welcome to, as you just heard, No BS Bishop Randy Dean. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love easily devolve and slide into the rabbit hole, the dark cave of BS. And that is to say, we BS people to convince them of something we ourselves internally are not convinced of, and people will feel that falseness from us, and yet we haven't yet admitted we know how false it is. Let's rise above that. Let's rise to be people of the power and the progressive beauty of love. I want to talk to you today about all we really need is a revolution of love. Yeah, I know that's an understatement, but sometimes you make an understatement to make a less than overstated statement that's not been stated as it ought to and could be. The understatement needs to catch our attention. Like somebody said, hey, yesterday I drank all of Lake Michigan. Well, really? So all we really need is a revolution of love. I'm understating something that I hope you can say with me. Wow, that's all we really need? Yeah, it is all we really need. So to get there, I like to take a couple of paths to direct my own mind, to anchor me so that I can help you be anchored, to be centered. I love that phrase more and more, to center yourself. I love finding myself centered. Especially I've been off kilter and not centered. Getting centered settles me. So to that end, I want to give you a couple of things to start us off with. So I am centered and aimed at half an hour of your life and time. And by the way, thank you for that. That's a gift. That's a treasure to me. And I want to talk to you about the power of love. And all we really need is a revolution of love. Now, I want you to join me in the most prayed prayer in human history. I know, maybe you've heard me say that 100 times before. Let me say it 101. The most prayed prayer in human history. Billions of people over the past 2 millennia, more than 2 millennia, at least 2,000 years, have prayed these words in various iterations. Whether it's been through a Catholic training or a Lutheran training or a Protestant training or a Pentecostal training or a Methodist or a Baptist training, we've all heard this prayer that Jesus taught when he said, pray this way. It's a paragraph. Talk about centering. Woo! Oh, baby, this one will center you. And it doesn't take more than maybe a minute. If you know the Lord's Prayer, join me, would you please? And let's pray the wisdom of God in the voice of the Son of God, Jesus, when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That prayer, that power, that centering beauty can hold you steady in a million different circumstances. And it's something I try to put in my voice every day. Now, another thing I try to keep in front of me every day, I don't always speak this out as often as I do the Lord's Prayer, but this one is of my own authorship, and it's called Love's Creed. I wrote it over a decade ago as a New Year's resolution, edited it for months after that, and I came down to this, and I've been so bold as to call it a creed. This is a personal creed, but I offer to you as a creed for your life. Listen to it carefully. Then I'll go back and I'll ask you to repeat after me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Simple though it may be, it could give you some footprints to walk, to follow a path that could spare the quality of your life upward and onward toward a revolution of love. All right? Repeat after me if you're so inclined, or just listen in one more time. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Love's creed, my own mantra, my own pledge to self and to the world around me, to God and the universe can hear my words on occasion, just saying out loud, especially if my love gets challenged. And trust me, it has been and it will always be, because love's pursuit is not perfection. It's a pursuit. Just as I said, it's a progress. So I've had to hold Love's Creed tight in my way of thinking. If you want a copy, you can write me by email, randydeanministries@gmail.com. It'd be my pleasure to send you a copy, and I'm not going to BS you by putting you on a fundraising list. I'll leave that up to you. If you want to support what we're doing here in the podcast and in the pursuit that I work with spiritual refugees and spiritual program retreat as a spiritual care director. There's some projects and plans in my life that go on, and anything you can help us with financially is deeply appreciated. Means the world to us. All that said, the email will not be used for fundraising. All right. So here's my understated, potentially overstated purpose for today, and it takes some paying attention, so tune in with me. All right, here we go. All we really need is a revolution of love. That's all. A tenacious, exuberant grasping for love, laying down all of our swords of politics and our foolish determination to be right. Do you know how all of us get entrapped by that? It's a foolish determination to be right at the expense of all others, because then we're investing our intellect, our passions, and even our subtle and maybe not so subtle research into what love is, does, speaks, plans, purposes, and that for which love would lay down its life. Love is the only way up and out, and not just the love we hope for. And I just said a moment ago, not for perfection, but for progress. Not just a love hoped for, but love done daily. The little epistles of 1 John teach us these simple words. He who dwells in love dwells in God. Full stop. If it's love, that's God. If it's love for your significant other, your wife, your husband, your partner in life, that's God. God is love. And he who dwells in love dwells in God. And he who dwells in God dwells in love. In fact, the epistle of 1 John says, if you say you love God but you hate somebody, you're a liar. Liar. You're lying. And the worst thing is you're lying to yourself. It's disingenuous. You're BSing even yourself. because love is God and God is love, and those who love, love all others. That's the simple yet difficult pilgrimage, mountain climb, marathon of love. So, as I said, the understated high point that I'm reaching for here today is all we really need is a revolution of love. We've had multiple revolutions throughout human history, revolutions that have turned over nations and kingdoms and republics. Nations have fallen because the average person on the street, the average somebody who's just farming or working in a coal mine or digging ditches, the average table server, the average worker at a fast food joint, just the average somebody, Josephine and Joe, average Josephine, average Joe, is just plugging away at life, just being a plugger in this world. And those people finally do reach a stage of saying, this ain't working for me. And it doesn't seem to be working for an awful lot of other people around me. And my answer to that, and I congratulate you, if you're able to get past all the BS and say, this life ain't working, then my answer is, and I know it's an understatement for a very high and lofty goal, but here it is. All we really need is a revolution of love. And I'm telling you, average little people like me and you have started revolutions through the centuries, turned the tide of fascism, turned the tide of dictatorship. And revolutions, somebody once said, it's not revolutions of politic or mentality, it's revolutions of passion. That's the passionate revolutions is what's changed history multiple times. And I think we're at an inflection point here in the United States. All we really need is a revolution of love. My life, as many of you listening, or some of you listening anyway, in the 60s, it was a love revolution then. And nobody knew it immediately in the face of it. The tie-dye t-shirts and the peace signs and all the music, my goodness, the music that flowed out of the 60s that's in itself revolutionary. But it was a revolution of love. It was the love generation that rose up and said, let's make love, not war. Because at that time, tens of thousands of a generation all around us, and in my generation, were being shipped off to Vietnam. And they were coming back in body bags. And the tragedy was an avalanche. And we eventually had to escape Vietnam for the sake of a generation, for the sake of a nation. And we reached an inflection point then. And love was what my generation said, that's all we need. I remember early in my faith journey, which was, oh gosh, early 70s, mid 70s, my earliest journey in faith, there was a musical group that revolutionized Christian music, and they called themselves Love Song. They got a lot of criticism, believe it or not, because, and I mean criticism from church folk, criticism from faith folk, who looked at them and said, oh, you're just joining with this love generation, make love, not war. And they got criticized, but their music was revolutionary. And it's, you know, it wouldn't be as revolutionary now if you listen to it. In fact, it's kind of soft and soothing. Lend an ear to a love song. That was one of their songs. And it was simple, but it was eloquent, harmonious, and it grabbed hearts. I know it grabbed my heart. And I do remember a youth pastor and a music director in a church that I was seeking to be a part of who warned me, be careful, that modern music will grab you and drag you into hell. And I believed him because I trusted them, but I've come to learn, oh my goodness, if modern music or modern thought could drag people into hell, we'd all be lost, folks. No, listen, I believe that God is love is a greater power than all other powers on earth combined. I am not threatened by other powers on earth. Will they cause me harm? May they? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe they'll even cause me martyrdom. I don't know. I don't want that. I'm not looking for that. But I will tell you this, that no matter what, my passion, my heart is for the God who is love and the love that is God as it's expressed in Jesus Christ. And that's where I'm determined to live. So you can throw any political issue at me and tempt me to be divided, and I'm going to answer by saying, I choose love. And I know I can be easily dismissed for that. But I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that love is easily dismissive. I do believe all we really need is a revolution of love. It's going to be tenacious, and it's going to have to be exuberant in its grasping for love. Not just some sort of casual, oh, I'll try today, see what happens by the end of the day. No, no, no. A lifestyle, a vocabulary, a conversation, to learn how to lay down our swords. When Peter took up his sword and sliced at the ear of an officer that came to arrest Jesus, Jesus said, enough of that. Put your sword away. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And I don't mean that we just put away physical swords. We're brandishing emotional, psychological, conversational, political. We're brandishing swords of all styles today. Laying down our swords of our foolish determination to be right. The climate of the United States today is polluted. The air is dark with this back and forth of I'm right, you're wrong, shut up, sit down and listen to me. Well, when both sides are saying that, nobody's talking. And they may fill the air with words, but nobody's talking. Nobody's having a conversation. That's a sword fight. And it's not a sword fight through which we bleed actual blood, but we bleed psychologically. We bleed emotionally. We're bleeding out in so many different ways that we're not even aware of. This nation that I love is injured in self-injury more than any outside injury. And what we really need is a revolution of love, a tenacious, exuberant grasping for love to lay down our swords of politics and our foolish determination to be right at the expense of all others. Learning, and I hear that word, learning how to invest our intellect, learning how to invest our passions, learning, remember, not perfection, but progress, learning a research into what love is, what love does, what love speaks, how love plans, how love lives a purpose, and that for which love may indeed have to lay down its life. Love is the only way up and out of the quagmire we're in. That's what our generation, my generation, called Vietnam, was a quagmire. We couldn't get out. We just didn't, there was no exit strategy. And if we had an exit strategy, the exit strategy got blown up. So the love is the only way up out of this quagmire we're in, yeah, culturally. And maybe internationally. I don't know of other places, but I know of the place that I am a missionary here in the United States. Love is the only way up. It's the only way out. But I don't mean love hoped for. I mean love done. Doing love. Let me emphasize one more time. Not perfection, but progress. To reach, to explore, to research, to have an exuberant grasp, and grasping in the sense that we don't hold it once and for all, but we are grasping as somebody's climbing a rope to go up a side of a mountain or a cliff, and you're hanging onto that rope for dear life, a grasping for love. I am just convinced that we're in a place where grasping for love will be demanded of us at some level. Now, whether we reach and do that grasp, that's another story. But remember, I'm making an overreach here with an understatement, and that is to say all we really need is a revolution of love. Peace, brother. Make love, not war, brother, sister. Listen, I am a child of that generation, so it's tattooed in my memories. But it's also brings for me the study that I did as a young lad before my teens and then into my teens, where I researched and read so much of the material of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This man in his 30s shook our nation with his words. And he shook our nation. He shook the international sector with words like, "I believe that unconditional love and unarmed truth will have the final say on reality." That, wow, talk about an understatement that has an overstated purpose and need. "I believe that unconditional love and unarmed truth will have the final say on reality." He said, "We keep trying to drive hate out with more hate." He said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. You cannot take hate and expect hate to run away. It only explodes hate into various iterations and specific expressions. Only light can drive out dark. Only love can drive out fear." Fear is how hate gets masqueraded, or maybe the other way around is better stated. At any rate, hate and fear are identical twins. We will hate what we fear. We will fear what we hate. And it gets balled together into a mental quagmire for us that we hardly know the way out of. Until we find, as I started this whole time together with you, a center. A centered life in the Lord's Prayer. A centered life in Love's Creed. A centered ability to focus. To focus on something beyond our phone screens and our computer screens. To center and focus on something beyond our political raging. And hear me. I have my own set of political raging points. You drop a quarter in me and I might be able to tell you if you'd like to hear it face to face, and maybe not. I wouldn't want to get into a battle with somebody because I'm putting my swords down. I have simply learned that I cannot afford to live in that swampy quicksand of hate and fear. It drags me into things that are far less than a revolution of love. Now understand, in my invoking Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he ultimately gave his life in the pursuit of a revolution of love. He was assassinated by fear that expressed itself in hate. And his journey, though, left our society in a place where we could no longer turn away from unarmed truth and unconditional love. Unconditional love and unarmed truth. Unarmed truth and unconditional love. Having the final say on reality. We couldn't turn away. I couldn't just blame you because you're African American. I couldn't blame you because you're Caucasian. I couldn't blame you because you belong to this political party. I couldn't blame you on any level because I had given myself to a revolution of love. Now, that revolution of love may indeed cause people deep exasperation, a sense of, I just can't. And your insistence on loving my neighbors and loving my enemies is making me mad. And I would invite you to join me in discovering yourself. I often talk about people who come to a discovery of self as, hey, look, they just discovered America. They just discovered who they are. And that's their discovery of America. Join me, would you please, in a revolution of love. That's all we really need. But it's going to have to be tenacious and exuberant in its grasp of love, to lay down our swords of politics and our foolish determinations to be right at the expense of all others. And in order to get there, let me wrap this up and take you to my closing statements so that it will so intertwine with it. I hope you can see this. The biggest mistake we make is thinking we still have time. Whoa. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Waiting for a better time to love is impossible to experience. Today is your day, my day, of a revolution of love. The biggest mistake you can make is thinking, well, I got time, I'll get there. Nope, none of us have that guarantee. Mother Teresa said it this way, go into the world today. Hear that, today. What is my present moment today? And love the people you meet today. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. And what I am often given to say here is, come on, folks. Do something beautiful. And the beauty that I'm asking you to join me in, this revolution of love, that's the beauty. To be a lover. Unconditional love. Remember, progress, not perfection. Let's make that grasping for that exuberant, tenacious expression of love. So in order to get there, let's get centered by breathing. On the count of three, deep breath, please. One, two, three. Inhale. And exhale. Medically breathing, for more than just one exercise as we just did, but that's a practice. Medically speaking, that kind of lifestyle lowers your blood pressure, calms your mind, settles your nervous system, and moves you toward being able to stand in the face of anything and everything that's coming your way. Breathe well. Live well. The next challenge I'm going to make, and if you've been here before, buckle up, Buttercup. I'm going to ask you to join me in saying the three most magical, charmed, unsettling, holy words in the human language. I love you. Learning how to do this, it's weird, it's unsettling, it's off-putting for some people, and it's off-putting to do. I know, I feel it myself often. But it's important. If we're going to have a revolution of love, find a way to say it. Find a way to put your eyes into somebody's gaze and say, I love you. And when we do that with that kind of full intention and connection, we're in the progress, not perfection, the progress of a revolution of love. To become yet another love generation. To become yet another, oh me, another people full of rainbows and unicorns and, oh yeah, you know, reaching for the impossible. And yet that's where revolutions always begin. I'm so glad you gave me a half an hour of your life and time. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and I am so determined to spark this revolution of love. God bless you. Happy trails. And I love you.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.